I'm going to preach to you this morning on the subject of how to endure hardness. Very simple thought. We've done a lot this morning already, and I understand that, and I promise you, I if you saw my notes, you'd think, wow, this is going to be good. We're going to land relatively good time, and if you've got something in the oven, ladies, it will not burn this morning, I promise you that, okay? But how to endure hardness. I'm going to use this mic right here, Brother Sean. I'll be using an illustration here momentarily. You might see kind of a different turn somewhere in the middle of my message, but it will, if you just pay attention, if I get a good hearing, I think you'll see how it will all lock together. Of course, the Apostle Paul is writing to whom many refer to as his son in the ministry, Timothy. Timothy was a young man, the young preacher, Apostle Paul being the older preacher. Timothy was one that was trained by Paul. I think if in reading about their relationship, you'll find that there was a very close bond between them both. Paul, in this passage, was instructing Timothy that there will be difficult times. And let me just stop and say this, church, as a Christian, there will be difficult times. There's going to be hardships. The Bible says in verse 3, which is one of my text verses today, thou therefore, talking about us, thou therefore endure hardness. There's going to be some hardness that you must endure. It's not always going to be easy, Timothy. Church, it's not always going to be easy. There's got to be times that you may feel like quitting and giving up. And yes, church, yes, Christian, this morning, there's going to be times that you're going to feel like quitting and giving up. You're going to feel like that the burdens are just so heavy and the cares of this world are just so heavy, and you're going to come to a point, and maybe there's some of you here this morning, you're almost at a point, I just can't keep going. I just can't keep carrying this heavy burden. And Timothy, and if you view the life of Paul, he's an aged man here, but if you view the life of Paul, you'll see that some of the tough times, I mean, he was shipwrecked, he was stoned, he was cast out of cities, I mean, he was mocked, I mean, he had a lot of burdens upon him, but yet he says, I will finish my course. I've kept the faith. I'm going to keep on going. And church, this morning, whatever burden you're carrying this morning, whatever hardship you're carrying this morning, whatever heartache you're carrying this morning, you can keep on going. Paul, you know, Jesus, let's say I use him first. Jesus is our example. Jesus, as I mentioned Sunday night, I had to use the illustration. Jesus, he never gave up. He never quit his race. He never turned back. He just kept on going. And for the joy that was set before him, the Bible says he endured the cross, and I thank God Jesus didn't go ahead and quit. Had he quit, we wouldn't have hope for eternal life tonight. I thank God he just kept on running the race. I thank God that he kept on enduring the hardness that a Christian must endure. And Timothy, you know, you're going to endure some hardness. Let me see here. I didn't know he was going to be up here this morning, but Cody, you come up here. I'm going to use you this morning. And then I'll be using another person shortly, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be the aged preacher. That's not funny, okay, church? All right, I'm going to be the aged preacher. You're going to be the young preacher, okay? And I want you to go ahead and just see the illustration here. Here he is, the young preacher, or we're going to go ahead and use him as an illustration as you, the layman, the Christian, the Sunday school teacher that may be going through it this morning, the new Christian, if you will, that may be going through it this morning. You just got saved and you wonder, man, I thought it was going to be easier than this. No, it's not going to always be easier. Let me tell you something. There's no better joy than to be a Christian, though. There's no better joy than to know Jesus as your personal Savior. The greatest position I'm in this morning is to know for sure that if I was to die today, I have eternal life. That's the greatest position. And when I go through my valleys, when I go through my battles, when I go through the hardness that the Bible says that as soldiers that we're going to go through, you know, Jesus is always there. He's a friend that sticketh close than a brother. He's someone that will never leave you or forsake you. That's a promise given by God. So I just want you to understand something here, Cody. You know what? You're going to endure some hardness. There's going to be some tough times. The Christian life is not going to be a bed of roses, if you will. The Christian life is going to have some difficulties. The Christian life is like boot camp. You know, I've never had the privilege to serve in the military, but I do know that there was much, much, much rigid training in becoming a good soldier. And let me say this, you know, Jesus, God wants you to be a good soldier. You got saved. You know what? You got signed up, and he wants you to become stronger. He wants you to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches right here. But I've never had the privilege of serving in the military, but I do know that it starts with getting recruited. Okay, you get up one day, whatever, maybe 16, 17, 18 year olds, and you get up and you say, I'm going to go down to the recruitment office, and you sign yourself up. And let me just say this, the moment you got saved, you know what, you signed up, man. You know what, I thank God that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased, never to be taken away. Doesn't matter whether I've blown it, doesn't matter whether I've made some mistakes or committed some sin. You know, I'm under the grace of God. Once Jesus came into my life and he saved me, there's not anything that he'll say, hey, you know what, you blew it, kick, no. You know what? That would be based on works salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But you know what? The moment I got saved, I was recruited. I didn't understand it all at first. I didn't quite understand what I was going to get myself into. But let me tell you something. When I asked Jesus come into my heart, well, I knew there was something different. I knew, wow, this is great. You know, that burden of sin had been lifted up off from me forever and ever and ever. Yes, I have other burdens. Yes, I have other cares, like some of you this morning. Yes, there's some troubles that we may go through, but it starts with being recruited. Then it goes, then you got to go into the training. That's boot camp. Okay, and some of you are going through some of this training this morning. And Cody just lets you know, young preacher, if you will, or a Christian, you know what? There's going to be some spiritual boot camp. There's going to be some tough times. You may not see it as a young man right now. You may not totally understand it right now, young man, as a teenager. You've got a roof over your head. You've got clothes on your back. You're provided for. You've got food to eat. Believe me, he's got food to eat, and he enjoys it way too much. But anyways, the truth of the matter is, you know, but there's going to be some tough times coming. As your dad, I just want you to understand, as a young man, as a young Christian, as a teenager, there's going to be some tough times coming. But are you going to endure it? Are you going to go ahead and hang in there? Or are you going to go ahead and just say, you know what, this is too much? No, and by the way, if you bow out of the race, if you will, we talked about last week, or if you bow out of boot camp, that doesn't mean you lost your salvation. Don't ever let anybody say, well, you know what, I quit going to church, or I quit this, or I quit this, or I'm not really running the race I should, or I'm not in the spiritual boot camp as the preacher's talking about. I kind of bowed out a little bit. Let me tell you something. If you've asked Jesus into your heart, he stays there forever. Thank God for that. You know, you're sealed in the palm of Jesus' hand. Nobody can take you. But you know what? People will say, well, you know what? To the discouraged Christian. I've heard it. People go ahead and say that, you know what, you're discouraged. You know what, you're not doing all that you should. You know, you're not really fighting like you should. You're not the soldier that you once were. You know, don't let anybody say, you know, you must not be saved. Don't let somebody say that. You know, it's only between you and God. You should know. I mean, it's between you and God whether you're saved or not. But the truth of the matter is, let me just stop and say this. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, don't leave here without him. You know, it'd be the worst place to leave Faith Baptist Church, a Bible-believing, independent Baptist, temperamental Baptist church, to leave a church like this without knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. But let me just say this, church, as he's our representative today for the Christian, you know, there's going to be some tough times. Paul said there'll be some difficult times. You're going to go through some boot camp. You know, there's going to be some, you know, when you go to boot camp, I've heard stories, I was never there, but you go to boot camp in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, different things. You know, there's some getting up early. Mama's not there to go ahead and say, okay, you can sleep in, it's okay. You know, she's not there. Instead, you know who your mama is? It's that drill sergeant. Comes in at 4:30 in the morning, puts that whistle. You know, what a rude awakening. Think about it. Those who's ever served in the military? Anybody ever gone through boot camp? You know what I'm talking about, if that's the case, you know. And, you know, welcome to reality, you know. If you know, I've heard the stories, and you about that time, that first day, you wake up and you wonder, where's mom? You know, this isn't fair. Last week at this time, I was still in my own bed at home, and, you know, this isn't fair. 4:30, it's not even light out yet. But anyways, but there's some spiritual boot camp, if you will, as a Christian. And as a military officer in our Army of the United States, there's some training that you got to go through. No more mama's good home cooking. You know, you got the chow down at the dining hall, if you will, down at the cafeteria, the mess hall, okay, the miles of running, which is with a lot of weight on your back, and artillery, and training to be a good soldier for the U.S. requires a lot of effort and a lot of work, and much preparation is for you to get stronger and endure the hardness of battle, so that when you go get sent to Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever our president goes to then has to send you. You know what? You can endure the hardness. Yeah, you feel some loneliness. And I know that people that's gone through military boot camp, yeah, you feel by yourself. You kind of feel like, where? What in the world am I doing? But you know there's a cause. And that cause, that number one cause, of course, is for America's freedom. And by the way, I thank God for those who have served and are serving in the U.S. military for our freedom this morning. I thank God for that. But a good soldier does not quit. A good soldier keeps on going because there is a cause and for why you're there. You know what? There's a cause for why you got saved. That reason, Timothy, or that reason, Christian church member, that reason, young teenager, is for you to go ahead and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, for you to go ahead and live a kind of testimony that God wants you to live. But there's going to be some tough times, church. There's going to be some difficult times. There's going to be some rough stretch ahead of you. Maybe right now, you know, we thank God for the mountaintops. We thank God, as I mentioned so often, we thank God that we can have kind of a breather. But let me tell you something, there's going to come a time. There will be a time. I wish I could change that. I wish I could say, you know, put spoofle dust all over and say, you know what, it's going to be perfect here. But you know what, we will not hit perfection till we hit the other side of this earth, till we hit heaven. We will not reach perfection until then. But right now, there's going to be heartaches. Right now, there's going to be some pressures. And you know, church, this morning, you may be here and you're feeling some pressures in your life and you're feeling the hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Let me just say, church, you keep on going. You keep on going. You keep on going. Don't you turn back. Don't you turn back on Jesus, for he never turned back on you. You got saved. You've been recruited. Now let's strengthen up. Let's put that battle armor on and let's go forward for Jesus. Let's not quit. Yeah, you've got some pressures and you've maybe had some unexpected illness come in your life. Maybe you've had some heartaches, maybe some financial problems and a host of other things, things that you're thinking about right now. You've got some pressures. I see some of you, and you've called me some this week, and I see some of you even coming in. You're here, and I thank God you're here, and you got that smile, and I thank you, God, that you got that smile. But I see it in your eyes that, boy, it's been a tough week. You know, this happened or this happened, and some struggles happened. Some disappointment came my way this week. You got an enormous amount of pressure, and you wonder, how in the world can I endure it? Let me tell you something, Cody. There's going to be some pressure. And you're gonna come to a point. You might come to the end of your rope, and you're gonna say, "Can I keep on hanging on?" Yes, you can keep hanging on. The greatest of the great held on. Jesus held on. Paul held on. Timothy, he held on. The greats of the Bible, they went ahead and held on. The Davids, they held on. The Abrahams, they held on. The Jack Hiles, they held on. The Lee Robertsons, they held on. Other great preachers, they held on. Your daddy's gonna go ahead and hold on. And your Sunday school teacher, I trust, will go ahead and hold on. And you need to keep on holding on. And church, you need to keep on holding on. No matter what pressure you're facing, you got to keep on holding on. Just keep on keeping on for Jesus. What Paul is teaching here, number one, in verse one, real quick, is Paul is exhorting Timothy. He's building him up. Let's just read it again. Thou therefore, my son, here's Paul writing to Timothy. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You know, God will give you the grace to get through it. You know, sometimes we have to strengthen our grace, okay, in Christ Jesus. But you know what? God will give you the grace. You know, but sometimes when, you know, our vision gets a little cloudy and oftentimes, you know, the pressure seems heavy and it just seems like it's pouring on and it's pouring on and the cares of this life, it just keeps pouring on and you wonder, can I really go through it? You know what? The grace of God will cause you to get through it. You know, Paul was building him up, you know, because Paul was speaking from experience. And your son, I'm speaking from experience. You know, there's going to be some hardness. Be strong. Hard times will come, so be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. You know, our church ought to be a ministry of encouragement, not discouragement. Don't get me wrong. You know, and you've been around, those of you who've been around for a while, you know, you come here three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you get three different flavors of your preacher. But let me tell you something. When I'm preaching the hardest of the hard and against sin, it's because I love you. And by the way, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach as hard as I do, oftentimes Sunday evenings. I wouldn't go ahead and just sometimes poke fun at sin and the devil. You know what? You know why I preach away? Because I love you. And then you may come on a Sunday morning, you're going to see the exhorting part. But what I'm trying to say, our ministry ought to be an exhorting ministry. Our ministry ought to be a loving ministry. We ought not be just using our mouths to go ahead and be flippant and tearing people down. We ought to be building people up. We ought to be encouraging one another. We ought to be loving one another. Doesn't matter what happens. So someone may have looked at you wrong. Maybe someone failed to shake your hand. You know what? But let me ask you something. Did you go shake their hand during handshaking time? You know, I've seen it happen. I've used this illustration before, but I've seen it more times than none. You know, we had the handshaking time in my previous ministry, and this is no joke. A couple that I tried to work with, and I led to the Lord. They were coming in, and they sat there, and nobody shook their hand for whatever reason. You know, the song's playing and all that, and for whatever reason, no one shook their hand. So after that portion of the service was done, they just marched up and walked right out. I go, what was that all about? So Monday, the next day, I went and visited them, and they said, well, Pastor, nobody ever shook my hand last night. Just was not right. Nobody ever shook my hand. And I went ahead and I asked them, did you ever think about going to shake other people's hand? But they just stood there. They just stood there. You know, and I said, in all due respect, I said, you know, your hand would have been shaken if you'd gone around and offered your hand to somebody else. Okay, but what I'm trying to say, you know, sometimes we'll go ahead and get all upset and get fussed up about things that really won't matter 5 minutes after the rapture. You know, and so therefore we kind of cause a bad spirit. Therefore we kind of start spouting off our mouth and different things and so forth. Hey, what I'm trying to say, we ought to be a ministry of encouragement. And you know what? Paul was using his ministry. Hey, you know what, Timothy? Hey, Timothy, you know, there's going to be some troubles. There's going to be some hardness, but you're going to have to endure it. You know what? Because listen, verse 2, I used this the other night, but I'm just going to illustrate it quickly. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Paul is explaining his purpose. You know why you need to endure it? You know why I'm encouraging you, Timothy? You know why I want you to keep on going? Because there's a cause. There's a cause bigger than you. There's a cause bigger than anything else. There's a cause. That's Jesus Christ. And I want you, young Timothy, if you will, or young Christian, I'm going to, and as you're my son, and I mentioned it the other night, I want to pass down to you the Bible that I know, the King James Bible, so that you can go ahead and teach others also. I want to pass down my prayer life so that you can go ahead and pass it on. I want to pass down my standards so that you can go ahead and pass it on. Hey, what I'm trying to say, there's a cause much bigger than you and me. There's a cause much bigger than what we have as Jesus Christ. And we need to keep spreading Jesus. We need to keep spreading the gospel to Jesus. And Timothy, if you go ahead and you quit, there's going to be others that see that and says, you know what? They'll quit as well. They're going to go ahead and see that well, the Christian life was just too hard. That doesn't mean that you bowed out and you lost your salvation. Don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. But you know what? But you just bowed out and you quit. And now you're just maybe sitting on the sidelines, if you will. You're just sitting there watching everybody else get excited about Jesus, watching everybody else get involved in BBS, watching everybody else teaching the Sunday school, watching everybody else singing in the choir. You know, and you sitting here, you know, with that countenance that's very low, very discouraged countenance. Hey, what I'm trying to say, Timothy, you know, there's something bigger than you. It's a cause, and I want you to go ahead and take this gospel. I want you to take it to churches. I want you to spread the gospel and spread it to the next generation. Hey, you know what? I'm encouraging you, Timothy, because I want you to not quit. I don't want you to give up on God. I want you to follow after and do the same thing that I've taught you all these years, Timothy. I want you to keep on going for Jesus. Pass on what I've taught you. God has a purpose for you. Hey, parent, God has a purpose for you. Hey, child, God has a purpose and a cause that he wants you to fill. Hey, adult, God has a purpose and a cause that he wants you to fill. Hey, teenager, God has a purpose and a cause that he wants you to fill. And that cause will come with some hardness. If we're going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, we're going to endure some hardness. We're going to endure some tough times. We're going to endure some difficulties. If you're going to fulfill the cause, you must endure it. Spiritual boot camp. Don't quit. That hardness will be afflictions and troubles. You must go through the hardness so that you can become more effective. God may be cutting away. You know, you wonder, why the hardness, though? You know, it may be that God is just trying to cut away something, a weight. That may not necessarily be sin, but a weight, or maybe some sin in your life that's causing you to be ineffective for him. You know, that may be why some hardness comes our way, simply because there's some weight there that weights us down. We're not really, maybe there's some cares there that weights us down, and we're really not focused, and we're really not caring in different things. You know, that's why the hardness, and God is saying, hey, you know what? Give me these weights. Give me that sin. I've already paid for it. Just give it to me. Don't go ahead and carry that sin. Listen, you know what? That sin that you're carrying, you know, you may think nobody knows about it. You may be able to hide it on your spouse. You may be able to hide it on your children. You may be able to hide it on the boss or your mom and dad or whatever the case may be. But you'll never hide it on God. You'll never, never, never hide it on God. The very most important person in your life, you know, and you're dealing with that sin, you may think, well, I can handle it. No, you can't. Because that sin will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it weighs you down. And it's no wonder, this is where some Christians are today. If you remember last Sunday night, I talked about the race. We have them weights, maybe weights that aren't sin, but just things that kind of get in the way of us serving God. But we also maybe have some sin in our life, and we're just so weighted down that we tire, and we just say, you know what, it's not worth it. And the truth of the matter is there's something that we can do about that, and I'm going to teach that in just a moment. So why the hardness? Because God has something special for you, and he's trying to perhaps cut some things away. And then Paul was instructing Timothy in verse 4, if you're going to be a good soldier, don't get wrapped up in the affairs or in cares of this world. The affairs, that things that distract you from the cause. Verse number 4, no man worth entangleth himself with the affairs of this world, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a good soldier. God chose you. God wants you to be a good soldier. You've been saved. He wants to recruit you. And God knows we need some soldiers in the army for him, fighting the battle, keeping on going, putting on the whole armor of God, keeping on going forward, running their race, and enduring the hardness and not quitting. But you know what? Why is it that we quit? Because of the afflictions and the hardness that comes our way, and we get wrapped up in the cares of this world. Now, as I turn just a little bit, keep all that I've said so far. I'm going to just turn the channel just a little bit, if you will, the message just a little bit here. So you ask, preacher, I'm having such a hard time. Financial problems, maybe a heartache, your disappointment, as we talk often about, maybe divorce. Boy, you know what? If you had a list, you could probably give me a whole list, and it could go on and on and on. You say, it's been so hard, Pastor. How do I keep enduring this hardness? I want to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, but it's just difficult. Maybe you're out of the game. Maybe you are, so to speak, out of the game, or you're out of the, you're just kind of out of it a little bit, and you just kind of settled down a little bit because the weight is so heavy. I don't want to quit. I want to keep on going on like the Bible says. I want to go ahead and work for Jesus, and I want to fight for Jesus. I'm tired of being defeated when I know that Christ is the answer. So here's my simple thought. Brother Robles, could I have you go down here, main floor, right down here? Cody, go down here on this end. Okay? The Bible says, and I'm going to go ahead and teach you briefly this morning of how you can endure the hardness. I love this verse. I illustrated it, to be honest with you, I illustrated this verse, just the verse, Monday evening to our kids. But the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So how do you endure hardness? That word casting means literally to throw. What it means, study it out, literally to throw. Casting, literally just throw it. Your cares, your burdens, your trials, your distractions, maybe the sin that you're playing with that ought not be there. Your cares, some of you, you know, there's a couple different groups of people here this morning, those that have a little bit of spring in their step, simply because they've mastered this thought that I'm preaching in just a moment. But there's others that you, the biggest care and the biggest burden you carry is you do not know 100% sure that you're going to heaven. You have the whole weight of sin on your shoulders when it's already been paid for at the cross. And you get up every morning and you wonder, man, am I going to heaven or am I going to hell? And the Bible says there's only one of two different places, heaven or hell. There's no in between. And you get up and you wonder, if I breathed my last breath today, if I was to go ahead as Brother Tyler out in California got killed in a car accident. And no doubt this pastor's son, he was saved, he was serving in his ministry. Hey, you know what? Yeah, there's mourning down here, there's grief down here. But let me tell you something, he's in the arms of Jesus this morning. Why? Because he's been saved, and he knows for sure he was on his way to heaven. He had no doubt about that. He didn't know he's going to take his or have a car accident that day. He had his whole life ahead of him. But let me tell you something, he's spending eternity in heaven because he knew that he was on his way to heaven. And by the way, let me just quote this verse. I use it all the time, 1 John 5:13. You can know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. God says you can know it. You don't have to sit here and I think I'm going to heaven. I believe I'm going. No, you can know it. You can have a no-so Christianity this morning. You don't have to have a think so, well, I guess I'm going. I've lived a good life. I've gone to church every Sunday. I've served in a class. I've done this. I've done this. I've tithed. I've done this. You know, that's fine. And all them good works may be fine. But let me tell you something. As that's not going to get you to heaven, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves. You can't do anything about it. But it's the grace of God. It's when Jesus, he died on that cross and shed every drop of his blood for you and for me, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there's some of you here this morning, you're a Christian, you're saved, but you're weighted down with some cares of this world, and you're struggling this morning, and you're just about out of the game, if you will. And then there's some here this morning that you're bearing some things, but you've managed to master this principle. And I'll be down there in just a moment, fellas. Don't they look great? Amen. Seeing everybody's alive. But they've mastered this principle. They've learned how to cast their care upon the Lord. And so, yeah, you see them, and they're smiling sincerely this morning. They've got a little bit of spring in their step simply because they understand what I'm going to be preaching in just a moment, teaching in just a moment. And they've got a spring in. You see them serving their Sunday school class. You see them doing the things that are right. You see them raising their family. You see them in church Sunday morning, Sunday night. And the truth of the matter is, you sit there and you wonder, I want to be that happy. You know, they don't seem to ever have any problems. You don't know. You don't know what they went through this week. But somewhere along the way, they have learned this casting your care upon him. And they have a spring in their step. They're able to serve God. They're able to go ahead and teach little boys and girls the unsearchable riches of Christ. They've got a joy that's unspeakable simply because they've learned how to cast their care upon him. And then there's others, Christians, that you're just out of the game because you've got so much weight. But there's that third group, you know, the biggest weight that you're carrying this morning is eternity. You don't know for sure that if you were to die right now, God forbid, that you'd have eternal life. And you know what? Jesus paid that price. So, Cody, right here, you're going to be that first group, the Christian that has mastered this group, this principle. The Christian that has mastered what I am trying to teach this morning. Cody, come right over here a little bit closer just so that I can. You know what? Cody's going to be some of you here this morning. You came to church. You have a smile on your face and you're sincere about it. You perhaps rode a bus this morning. You're excited. You taught in your Sunday school class and you had a joy that was just unspeakable. But yeah, you got some burdens deep in your heart. You got some heartache. Maybe an illness in your family. Maybe a serious illness like cancer came your way or in your family this week. Maybe, who knows what, financial troubles, who knows what. But you know what, maybe you're that first Christian, that first group, if you will. You have a little spring in your step. You're excited to be in church this morning. You wouldn't miss for the world. You're thrilled about serving Jesus. You served in your Sunday school class, and you were sincere. You have a spring in your step, and this is why. But you got some burdens. And people may look at, you know what, it seems like he never has any troubles. Seems like he never has any struggles. He's always happy. He or she's always bubbly and excited. The reason why is this. But you've got some financial pressure. Maybe you heard that you're going to lose your job. Maybe along the way, you know, you heard that there was some other illness that came your way, and the burden's pretty heavy. But, you know, see, one thing about this guy, the guy that has a spring in his step this morning and has a joy, but yet has some burdens, he understands that when he gets one burden, you know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:13, I think, very short verse, pray without ceasing. You see, the Christian will master that. Now, I like to use that verse as shouldering the phone. You know, I remember as a kid growing up, we had this big old rotary phone. You remember the old rotary? You remember them, right? Amen. It's all right. I do. Okay. But, the dial, and it had to go back, you know, all of them. And then you had the big old receiver. And my mom, you know, and we had this big cord, and I lived in a farm, so we had a big farmhouse kitchen. And my mom could go ahead and answer the phone and put that up to her ear, and just, I could never, every time, you know, I dropped the phone so many times trying to do this, you know, and you just kind of put it there, and she'd continue cooking and cleaning and, you know, within the kitchen, but she could still be productive. You know, and I tried that many times. You know, what happened? I just dropped you. You know what I mean? Because it fall off my shoulder. But my mom had that mastered, you know, and she could still be productive. I like in that verse, pray without ceasing as shouldering the phone with Jesus. You see, this man right here, the reason why he can have joy, the reason why he could teach his class today, the reason why he wouldn't quit his class for the world, the reason why he wouldn't quit raising his family for the world. You better not have a family yet, but right now it's good. But the reason why he wouldn't quit raising his family and getting his family in church, and the reason why he'd stay in church is he's mastered shouldering the phone with Jesus. He's mastered that when the financial pressure comes, you know, he can go ahead and pray, and he can still be productive. He can still keep going. He can still have that lightness, if you will, that burden lifted, because you say, Lord Jesus, I got this financial weight, and you may want to set that down, brother. I won't hurt you, okay? But you know what? That word casting means throw, and you know what? He just threw that at Jesus. You know what? So you know what? He's able to go ahead and serve with a clear conscience today and not come in, you know, with all the weight of the world, simply because he was able to shoulder the phone with Jesus, take it to the Lord in prayer, and cast that burden. And by the way, you know what? You can throw any burden at Jesus. He's not going to flinch one bit. Well, he did there. Come on, Jesus. He's all I got. He's all I got, okay? But you know, he's not going to flinch one bit. You know, I guess I got to be a little easier, okay? All right, but you know what? My Jesus, I know this. He, you know what? But you can go ahead and throw it at him. He's getting firmer now, okay? But you can go ahead and throw it at him, and he's not going to flinch. And so, you know what? But he keeps on going. He keeps on raising. He keeps on serving God. So, you know what? Then, oh, you know what? You got a pink slip in your mail at the mailbox at your job there. You're going to get laid off. Oh, man, what am I going to do? I'm going to raise my family. But, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and quit on God. Oh, God, you know, I'm serving you. I'm tithing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, God, please help me. So, you know what? There's another. You know what? And yet he can still be productive, because why? He casts his care upon him. And you know why? Because he cares for you. And so, you know, maybe your little baby or your little child gets sick, and you just don't know what's the problem. Maybe a high temperature and so forth. You better not have a baby, by the way, but it's okay. But high temperature and so forth. And oh, God, please be with my little child. Oh, God, this really weighs me down. Oh, God, please be with my little child. Please, oh, please, oh, please, and so forth. And you know, you can go ahead and still be productive as a daddy, as a mama, and still take care of the other kids. And yes, be praying as you go. And yet you can cast that care upon Jesus, and he can still keep on being productive. Now, I'm going to recycle these, okay? Now, there's another group of you. You've been saved. And you're the one that kind of gets maybe a little critical. You know what? That person seems always so happy. The reason why is he's learned how to shoulder that phone and cast his cares. There's some of you here this morning. Thought I was going to throw it at you. There's some of you here this morning. You've been saved. You know for sure you're on your way to heaven, but you're out of the battle. You just, I can't do this. For whatever reason, you just can't, you know what? Financial, sickness, serious sickness, cancer. I lost my job. You know, and because of this, you kind of put your guard down. So along the way, you might have picked up some sin. Generally, that's what happens. Start picking up some sin, and, you know, the sin of just quitting church. The sin of just kind of turning your back on God. Yeah, you're saved. Nobody can ever take that away. That's a gift. But, you know, you might have picked up some sin. It's very heavy.
Doing it on purpose, aren't you?
Right now I am. But it's very heavy. And because of it, you've not learned casting all your care upon him. You can't endure the hardness. And what happens is all of this just kind of falls to the ground. And sit down just for a minute, and you're just out of the battle. No. I mean, we're not done with you. Just sit. Do as I say, boy. All right? But he's just out of the battle. He's over here. He's got that melancholic look, if you will. He's discouraged. The preacher goes by and prays with him and says, come on, man, you know, I want to help you. What can I do? Preacher, man, I got all this weight. You know, I got this illness. My wife's sick. I lost my job. I got 4 bald tires on my car. My starter doesn't work. Amen? Different things like that. And all this weight. And the preacher goes ahead and teaches you, say, listen, you know what, buddy? I want to take you under my wing. I want to get you back in the game. I want to get you back in the race. I want to get you back on track. Okay? You can't handle all these burdens by yourself. But let's take this one burden, okay? All right, you got a financial problem. Okay? You got some financial problem. Well, first of all, let's do it this way. You know what? Because you backed out away from God, you got some sin you need to deal with. You're saved. You know for sure you're on your way to heaven, but because of all this weight, you just kind of backed out on God. You let your guard down. You got some sin. The Bible says, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now, you know what? You need to go ahead and forgive. You need to go ahead and confess. And you know what? God will go ahead and forgive. Okay, now you've got rid of that sin. Okay, all right, you got some financial pressures. Okay, let me help you out. Let's get a budget here, and let's get the want ads and so forth. And you know what? But here's before we do this. Let's go ahead and let's say, okay, Jesus, you know, I need to provide for my family. Preacher wants me in the game, and you want me in the game, and you want me to serve. You know, God, right here, you know, my financial problems right there. Okay? And so you got illness and different other things and so forth. Okay, Jesus, here. You know, I'm trying to teach you how to have that spring in your step like that first guy, have that happiness so you keep serving, shouldering the phone, keeping, staying productive, not quitting on God. Okay, here, God, I got these burdens right here. Boy, two, pretty good. All right? And then, you know what? That's my job. I look at that as my challenge and my job as a preacher to try to get him back on track. Now, I won't get everybody. Some won't even listen. That's fine. That's whatever. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. And they'll sit over there, and sometimes, you know, they'll have that, well, the preacher can't, you know, they'll start having that critical attitude, and that happens towards the church, towards Sunday school teachers, or, well, you know, nobody cares. You know, but we've tried. But my job is to pray and try to, hey, I wanted to get you back in the game and get you going here. Okay? But you know what? This is a success story when they listen. They've learned this principle. So then they can start serving. They start learning how to pray and shouldering the phone so they could be productive. And then, there's no doubt in the crowd this size, there's somebody here. You know, the biggest, you know, beyond whether the fact you have financial problems, beyond the fact right now whether you have illness in your family, you know what? You're bearing the weight of eternity. If you were to breathe your last breath right now, and by the way, God holds our next breath, you do not know where you'd spend eternity. It's already been paid for through Jesus Christ. All you have to do is understand you're a sinner, realize there's a price on sin, that price is death in hell. But Jesus, he paid that price. And the Bible says in Romans 10:13, all you have to do is open your heart and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I am a dirty, rotten sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Take me to heaven when I die. And you know, God's word, Romans 10:13, you look at that, that's a promise. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But there's some of you here this morning, you've not heard that. You know, maybe you've gone to this church or this church and nobody, you know, the Catholic priest never told you or whatever, and you're empty and you're filled with heartache and you've got sin all over and you've got all this other stuff because you don't know for sure about Jesus. You don't know how to cast your care upon him simply because you're not saved. And you've got the biggest weight that you're bearing right now is the fact that you don't know for sure you're going to be in heaven with Jesus if you breathe that last breath. And along with that sin and of eternity, or the sin that you bear, and the fact that you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, and then maybe the other things that's upon you. I'm talking about the other cares. You know, along with that, not knowing for sure you're going to heaven, you still got home problems. You got maybe children problems. You've got a lot of other problems here, and some heartaches and different things and so forth. And the weight is just so heavy. And somehow, just by the grace of God, you made it to church somehow this morning. Maybe you heard about Faith Baptist Church in the paper or something. Someone told you, hey, you ought to go down and check out Faith Baptist Church. And by the grace of God, you made it here this morning, and you're hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you want to know for sure you're saved. And you know what? And you're empty and you're lost. Let me tell you something. And you're heavy right now. You know what? Hey, let me tell you, by the end of this service, you'll be able to have all of this weight thrown right over to Jesus, because he paid for it at the cross. It's already taken care of. Hey, my friend, if you're lost this morning, you don't know for sure you're on your way to heaven. You know what? All that pain and all that heaviness and all that sin and all that guilt and all that eternity of not knowing for sure where you're going can be cast right over here, because Jesus, he paid the price of your sin on the cross. And all you have to do is fall to your knees, say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I want you to come into my heart and save me. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, which group are you? I trust that a lot of you here this morning, I hope that you've got the spring in your step kind of Christian, because you've learned how to shoulder the phone with Jesus. You've learned that every little care that comes your way, you've been able to immediately just say, hey, Jesus, he said you to cast my cares upon you here. Maybe there's some of you just so discouraged. You know for sure you're on your way to heaven. You've got eternal life. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. But you're weighted down. And with that weight that you have, Christian, discouraged one, after a little while, you can come to the cross and lay it at the altar, come to the altar later and just lay your burdens at the foot of the cross. Say, Jesus, boy, I've got some heavy weights in my life. I've got some burdens in my life. There's illness, there's discouragement, there's sin, there's struggle. Jesus, I don't want to carry it anymore. And you said, casting all your care upon me because you care for me. Here, Jesus, I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to go back to my seat. Because you left your burden there. You know what? That's how you can have that spring in your step. Yeah, the burdens are still there. You still know that there's some struggle, obviously. But you know what? The very fact that you know that Jesus is going to carry it with you. Matthew 11, 28, 29, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give. All ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, Jesus says, just come unto me, bring it, cast it, and I'll carry it with you, casting all your care. But maybe there's one or two or three or four of you this morning. You've got the weight of eternity. Don't leave here without knowing Jesus as your Savior. You got all that pressure is upon you. And you know what? The music's going to play in just a few minutes. Whatever decision that you have to make, maybe you're lost. You don't know for sure you have eternal life. Why don't you take all that weight and come and bring it to Jesus? And if you indicate to me, say, preacher, I don't know for sure I'm saved, but I want to be a child of God today. I want to sign up for his army today. I'm recruiting myself, but I gotta ask Jesus into my heart. You indicate to me that you're not saved. You want to know for sure you have eternal life. You shake my hand, and if you're a lady, I'll have a lady sit down and show you from the Bible how you can be saved. If you're a man, I'll have a man sit down and show you from the Bible how you can have eternal life. Thank you. You may be seated. You can just push these aside. You may be, thank you, Cody. Thank you, Brother Robles. So the invitation is this. What are you bearing? Timothy, I want you to make it. I'm an old preacher. I've seen some things. I've been shipped. I mean, you know the stories, Timothy, and I've trained you. I've taken the word of God, and I've shown you how you can go ahead and get a little bit of grit about you. Timothy, you're in spiritual boot camp. I'm going to pass this on. I want you to, you have a cause that's bigger than you. I want you to pass this on to others. But Timothy, you know, the reason why I'm encouraging you and I'm cheering you on is because I know you're going to face some hardness. All soldiers do. The reason why you face hardness is because you're going to have some battles that you're going to face, and God wants to strengthen you, and God wants to use you, and that's why you're going to face some hardness. But Timothy, are you going to endure it? Timothy, this is how you endure it, though. You take your cares. I've had to learn this, Timothy. It's been pretty hard. You know, there are times I wonder, God, are you really there? Been in jail. Are you really there, God? But Timothy, this is how you do it. Every time you get a care, give it to Jesus. Every time you have a burden, give it to Jesus. Are you going to endure it? Church, where are you at tonight, this morning? Are you in that first group? You got that, you've mastered it. God bless you. You just keep on mastering. You keep on understanding totally all the time. You just cast your care upon him. Some of you came with heavy hearts. You've talked to me. You've called me. Pray for me. I got this happening. I got this happening. Don't you this morning decide, you know, I'm going to bring my burdens, Christian. I'm going to bring my burdens to the altar. And I'm going to cast them at the feet of Jesus. Because he cares for you. But maybe you're here today, you don't know for sure. You don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt if you're to die today, that you'd go to heaven. I've said it before, the worst place to leave, the worst place to die and go to hell from would be an independent Bible-believing Baptist church. You've heard it. Because you've heard the gospel, that you're accountable to it now. And you don't have to leave here lost. You don't have to leave here thinking, am I saved or am I not saved? I want to know it. And if that's you this morning, why don't you decide to bring that heavy load? Don't worry about what others, you know what? Don't worry about others beside you. They're accountable to them. We're all going to face Jesus one day. They're accountable for them. You know what? You're going to have to stand one day just for you, not the people that are around you today, just you at the face of God one day. It's just going to be you and the judge. That's Jesus, that's God. But you hear today, you say, I got that heavy load of eternity on my shoulders and sin along with it and other heartaches. I want to bring it to Jesus, and I want to be saved. Our Heavenly Father, we sure do love you. We sure do thank you for your book, your eternal book, the King James Bible. Thank you for the truth. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to cast our cares, our burdens, our heartaches upon you because you care for us. I wonder, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, there's some hearts here. They're empty, empty hearts. And maybe they're sitting here this morning. They don't know for sure they're saved, and they're hanging in the balance whether or not, if they breathe their last breath, where are they going to go? I pray before they leave church today that they'll come forward and say, I want to be saved. I want to be a child of God. I want to know for sure that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to know for sure I'm on my way to heaven. I pray, dear God, that nobody would keep them back, no pressure would keep them back, that you, Holy Spirit, would lead them. And they may be sweetly saved today. There's other folks here today. They're bearing a heavy, heavy burden. They're saved, but they've never really learned how to cast their care. I pray, God, that they'll come today and they'll cast their burdens upon you and leave it here. I pray, God, that you'd bless this invitation. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. I don't know where you are today. You only know. I'm just the messenger. I don't know what it is you're bearing this morning. Why don't you decide this morning, whatever it is, whatever heartache, Christian, that you're bearing, why don't you come bring it to Jesus this morning? Maybe you're here today, you're lost. You don't know for sure you're going to heaven. Why don't you decide, you know, I'm going to go. I want to know today. I want to know the precious good news of Jesus Christ. I want to know for sure I'm saved today. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Let's stand to our feet. No one's looking around. The music's going to go ahead and play. Let's just stand to our feet. It's an invitation to stand to your feet. You know what? Once the music plays, I surrender all. Maybe you got to surrender some things this morning to God. Why don't you decide, whatever it is, just the first note, you step out and you do business with God this morning. If you're not saved this morning, why don't you decide, today's the day. I don't want this weight anymore. I'm going to go ahead and release it and give it to Jesus. Whatever it is, why don't you decide this morning? Here's the music. First step, first music, first note. What is it? Come on. Are you saved this morning? Do you know for sure that you're a child of God? You're sitting there, you're empty. You don't know for sure. Why don't you decide this morning? You come down, shake my hand, say, preach, I want to be saved this morning. I want to know for sure. I want somebody to show me from the Bible, the Word of God, how I can be saved. That's me. Why don't you this morning? Come on. Come on. That's right. Come on. Anybody else? Christian? Bearing a heavy burden this morning, trying to bear it by yourself, you're defeated. Come on, why don't you this morning just say, I'm going to cast it. I'm going to give it to Jesus. That's it. Brother Robles, if you could come up here, close in prayer. Do we have an announcement? Oh, praise the Lord. Joan, ask the Lord to come into her heart today. She's a child of God this morning. Praise God. Let's give her a big hand. God bless you, Joan. Praise the Lord. I know there have been a lot of prayer there, but God bless you, Joan. If you need anything, you just let us know. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to have Brother Robles right now close in prayer for us.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the preaching of God's word this morning. Help us, Lord, to every day cast the care upon you, for you care for us. Thank you for loving us, Lord, in spite of who we are, you loved us, God. And thank you so much. Thank you for this one that is saved this morning, Lord. We pray you be with her and keep her. Help her in her growth towards you, Lord. And we pray that you be with everybody here in this service today. Thank you for challenging us, Lord, and keep us safe as we get home. And help us, Lord, to exalt you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Straight from the heart of the Savior, risen mighty. Every angel rejoice, the beginning.